forward to get a better look. Some close their eyes in prayer. The once paralyzed man is swept away in euphoria. He hops and jumps like a child, dazzled. These simple movements soon become an impromptu dance, and his sons soon join in. The disciples dance too. Hands start clapping in the small room, and soon the crowd outside joins in. Men start singing as the crowd sways to the beat of an unlikely and profound miracle. They know that this proves Jesus' real connection to the power of God. The healed man is exhausted. He stops dancing and comes to Jesus, who softly places his hand on the man's forehead. "Go home now, friend," Jesus tells him. "Your sins are forgiven." These are not the words the man expected to hear. He shuffles his feet and looks at the ground. His friends stop dancing, the smiles gone from their faces. Soon, the entire crowd has gone silent. Jesus' words could be viewed as an act of blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins. To condone his words would be to act against God's authority. Those in the crowd, who belong to the religious sect known as the Pharisees, understand that Jesus' words are more significant than his casting out demons or healing broken bodies. Devoted students of God's law, they distinguish between the powers God assigns to man and those he keeps for himself. Pharisees listen to every teacher in Israel, paying close attention to their words for signs of either truth or blasphemy. No man equals Jesus. The claims he makes and the command with which he speaks is unsurpassed. The masses have never rallied around a teacher so quickly and with such enthusiasm. Jesus knows what the Pharisees are thinking in their hearts. One of the Pharisees speaks up. "You can't do that." "Do what?" Jesus asks. "Forgive." Jesus looks at him. Then he looks at the man he has just healed. Peter leans over and whispers to Jesus, "Don't these people understand what you just did?" Jesus looks calmly upon Peter. For the world to understand his mission, Jesus must begin by making those closest to him understand. "Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Take up your bed and walk'?" he asks rhetorically. The leader of the Pharisees, a man named Simon, shakes his head in disgust and leads his men away. He knows Jesus has become some